Hello, everybody, and welcome to BerlinBrigade.com's Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is December 17, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, the United States Congress enacts legislation authorizing the first aid payments of the Marshall Plan. In 1947, the first flight of the Boeing B-47 Stratojet strategic bomber occurs. This day in 1950 marks the United States Air Force's F-86 Sabres first mission over Korea. In 1957, the United States successfully launches the first Atlas Intercontinental ballistic missile at Cape Canaveral, Florida. In 1960, troops loyal to Haile Selassie I in Ethiopia crushed a coup that began on December 13, returning power to their leader upon his return from Brazil. Haile Selassie absolves his son of any guilt. In 1969, the Strategic Arms Limitations Treaty I talks begin. Also in 1969, the United States Air Force closes its study of UFOs, stating that sightings were generated as a result of, quote, a mild form of mass hysteria, comma, individuals who fabricate such reports to perpetrate a hoax or seek publicity, psychological persons, and misidentification of various conventional objects. In 1970, after protesting over sudden and substantial increases in food prices, workers were requested to go back to work. However, in Gdynia, Poland, soldiers had orders to prevent workers from returning to work, were fired upon as workers emerged from their trains, killing dozens. In 1973, 30 passengers are killed in an attack by Palestinian terrorists on Rome's Leonardo da Vinci Airport. On this day in 1981, U.S. Army Brigadier General James L. Dozier is abducted by the Red Brigade in Verona, Italy. In 1983, the IRA bombs Harrods Department Store in London, killing 6 people. In 1989, during the Romanian Revolution, protests continue in Timișoara with rioters breaking into the Romanian Communist Party's district committee building and attempt to set it on fire. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, December 17. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.